wheel around some of these Texas topics right now and get you up to date on the state of our state. And they're back out today after showing up yesterday. National Weather Service doing the head count on all that tornado activity from past Saturday events. The initial reports were that there were about 9, everybody thought, but of course they come in and then they do whatever science, meteorological stuff they do.
So much physics.
And they survey basically a lot of damage. And they have confirmed, National Weather Service, at least 5 tornadoes at this point. They've got 5 noted there in Jack, Erath, and Parker counties. So there were 2 EF0 tornadoes in Jack County. That's winds up to 80 mile an hour. There was an EF1 tornado there as well at 90 mile an hour winds. Let's see. Erath and Parker County each had the EF1s. And we're going to find out more as they're going to go back out, evidently, to Parker County today. But then swing through Hood, Montague, maybe Hamilton. I don't know if that's Central Texas office taking care of that. But
road trip.
Yeah. A lot of stories, too, as so many of you Hank fans just spent Easter Sunday cleaning up from it. And over there at the Merrytail Farms, you know, a couple of years ago, helped us train for our goat milking championship. Yeah, they sustained some pretty heavy damage.
No,
all the animals are amazingly, she said, miraculously fine. And she said, before the sun came up, there were people there ready to help. And that's just, man, that's the story here.
I know. One of the social media posts I saw was like, this lady was like, well, I've got a chainsaw and so does my husband.
Yeah,
and I'm
baby.
Thinking, wow, that is... as a hardcore
that is
lady.
Texas.
Just so we're clear, I can show up to help, but I do not let me near a chainsaw.
Nope.
Just in case anyone is asking.
Trust
Meanwhile,
us.
Paging Dr. Sheridan to Frog Fountain. That would be one Taylor Sheridan, who will be getting an honorary doctorate from TCU this year for his, quote, artistic achievements as a writer, director, and producer. They're particularly happy that he chose to film some scenes from Landman on campus and give their horned frogs direct experience and job shadowing opportunities. Now, this is his second honorary doctorate of the year. He'll be getting another from Texas State, where he dropped out way back in the day. And then he goes over to McConaughey country. He'll be giving the commencement address at UT next month.
Man, isn't that the ultimate flex? You leave somewhere, you don't complete the, and then you still get honored many
That's
years
right.
later because you showed them, didn't you?
And you got to show up with Toby Keith's "How Do You Like Me Now" blaring in the background. That's
yeah,
how it's done.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Couple of honorees to be named: the class of 2025 Texas Country Music Hall of Fame has been announced. And that would be our buddies there, Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel, and the iconic Johnny Horton. So they will do an August ceremony there in Carthage, home of the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. That of which we are not allowed to be at.
Dang it. We're not even allowed?
We don't play Texas
to
artists.
Go?
No, we don't.
That's unfortunate.
Coming up, George Strait on the way. Brooks and Dunn.
Right.
Mark Chestnut, too. Also, they are going to celebrate it. So, in the middle of May, next month, it will be the 50th anniversary of Willie Nelson going to Garland, Texas, and Autumn Sound Studios, which still stands, and recording that iconic Redheaded Stranger album. They're going to make a big deal out of it. May 16th and 17th in downtown Garland, Texas, just on the northeast side of Dallas right there. Yeah, Audio Dallas is what it's called now, but it's still very much a recording studio. I got actually know one of the guys that runs the thing, too, to this day. And they're going to have a screening of the film, Redheaded Stranger. Wonder what the last time that's been screened in public.
Oh, my.
That's greatness. And then they're going to have all sorts of artists and music, including Asleep at the Wheel. So that'll be mid-May. And finally, a reason to go there to Garland, Texas. Look at you guys. How about that? Don't say that very often.
So there's more ways to celebrate Earth Day than, that just ain't my Twitty. How about some free accessories? H-E-B handing out reusable bags today at their signature store, as well as Central Market, Jovi's Smart Shop, and Mi Tienda. That's 274,000 of them. One customer from each store will also get a free pass at Texas State Park, and this year's bag will feature a photo of Galveston Beach.
Meanwhile, Aldi over here is just like, what bags?
Yeah.
What you looking
at? You got
a
quarter?
You got a quarter. You want a cart?
You're going to need a quarter.
You better get a cart. You're going to need a cart. City of Fort Worth announced they're going to spend $800,000 for security upgrades at their water facilities all across the area. And if, as we always say with Will It Float, safety
Will
first. Safety first. So we applaud that.
I don't know that you've ever said that.
And then finally, when it comes to safety, a new YOLO list has come out. And this is going over all sorts of schematics and data that state by state, which one's kind of the craziest? Believe it or not, Montana seems to be wheels off in about every direction possible.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they like to take gambles all the time. Texas turns out to be the eighth most cautious of the 41 states when it comes to full-on YOLO craziness right there. But when it comes to taking some shortcuts, the state of Texas leads the way as 66% in this, as Texas survey admit ignoring expiration dates on food and eating
it's all a racket
from questionable sources, including the famed, as we were talking about last week, the five-second rule.
Yeah.
We don't care.
We're rugged individualists.
You know what? That's how we're saving the planet. We're recycling.
Look at us here.
Repurposing food.
Day.